Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 40. A Delavan businessman says he's the victim of an anti-competition effort in his bid to unseat Congressman Paul Ryan. Republican challenger Paul Nyland, in a post on his website, says the GOP of Wisconsin is barring his campaign from having a visible presence at the upcoming state convention. Nyland wants to set up a table at the convention in Green Bay in mid-May and says he was apparently refused because the idea of a challenger to Paul Ryan is threatening to the Wisconsin Republican establishment. However, party officials call Nyland's claim, quote, incredibly misleading, and say his campaign is at fault for not meeting a deadline to register for the event. Work continues on the new Olympia Brown School in Racine Unified, with completion getting closer. It also means the eventual closing of the current facility at 5915 Erie Street, but not right away, and not before a farewell to O. Brown on the Lake Fine Arts Night from 5 to 8 p.m. on May 24th. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Olympia Brown has been home to grades K through 5, as well as the Real School, a small charter and middle school, and high school. The new facility will be opening up this fall. The Real School will stay put until the fall of 2017, and then it'll move into the Sturtevant Sportsplex. Farewell to O. Brown on the Lake Fine Arts Night organizers are interested in putting together photographs from over the years, so anybody who might have anything they want to submit can do that by email. farewelltothelake@gmail.com. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.
We Energies recently purchased additional buffer zone property around its power plant in Oak Creek. The so-called Mikna property was assessed at just under $345,000, according to the Racine County Register of Deeds. The parent company of We Energies has purchased over two dozen properties as buffer zones for the Oak Creek site over the decades, according to the utility's Brian Manthe. Milwaukee-based Phoenix Investors has purchased the former Western Publishing Company building on Mound Avenue in Racine for $2.3 million from Johnson Redevelopment. The site, renamed the Mound Avenue Business Center, includes not only business tenants, but also Next Generation Now and the 21st Century Preparatory School. Stealth technology will be part of the installation of T-Mobile antennas and other ancillary equipment on top of one of the buildings for merchants moving and storing at Racine's State and Marquette Streets. During this week's City Plan Commission meeting, Assistant City Planner Jill Johannick noted the earlier request was delayed because of state concerns.
Stealthing involves making things as hidden and unobtrusive as possible. So the applicants went back and worked on their plans and have since received approval from the Historical Preservation Office to move forward with the proposal.
The conditional use request was unanimously supported by the Plan Commission, sending it to the Common Council for final approval. Mount Pleasant trustees this week were given some tidbits by the village administrator on the solid waste and recycling carts, along with a former lakeside restaurant site's possible rebirth. Kurt Wallen didn't spell out any specifics on the collection carts, which are stacked in the parking lot on the east side of the campus, but he wants any and all concerns about them sent to his office.
If you receive any phone calls about it, I refer them all to me. I'm trying to handle them in-house. The reason being is I'm trying to keep advanced feet to the fire in regard to the matter. I sense I have a little bit of issue with them. I'm not going to go into it here tonight, but just refer your calls to me, and that'll be my problem to deal with.
The former Totero's restaurant in the 2300 block of Mead Street, which closed and went up for sale, may come alive again as a restaurant, according to Wallen. Meanwhile, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki said the job posting is up for a second COP house officer at the Mead Street location. Someone vandalized a slide at Caledonia's Crestview Park, and police are asking anyone with information to come forward. The slide was knocked over, destroying it and the support poles cemented into the ground. It's believed the damage happened sometime after 7:30 last Sunday evening. Racine's Love and Charity Mission and Shelter at 1031 Douglas Avenue is in financial need once again. Louise Hunter, who's led the operation for decades, says they need at least $10,000 to prevent the electricity from being turned off. The address again is 1031 Douglas Avenue, and the Love and Charity phone number is 262-634-7059. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.